Good evening. Before we get started, I'd just like to make a quick announcement. If you're interested in doing the booth at the Guernsey County Fair in September, let me know. So just let me know if you're interested. We're going to be seeing who the Antichrist is. And of course, Hollywood and I don't know if any of you have ever seen the Left Behind movies with Kirk Cameron in them. Entertaining movies. I remember watching all three of them. The first and second one good. The third one was, they didn't put much effort into it. But the world and Hollywood are good at making these movies and making them spectacular. Putting in all the action and whatnot. And I remember these movies. I watched them as a young guy, and of course I knew the truth. But when we look at the Antichrist, they make it out to be this one figure, this one person, this one individual who raises up the power and takes over. He came out of nowhere, and he is on Satan's side, the battle between good and evil, which will eventually lead to Armageddon. And that's what the premillennialist doctrine teaches. Thousand-year reign, tribulation, rapture, all that good stuff mixed in. But what does Scripture have to say about who the Antichrist is? Well, when we look at it, we're going to look at first the views of the Antichrist. And so one of the views is the political figure. Someone in the political realm who is a politician will rise up to power. And, you know, I remember when Obama first got elected, I've heard so many of those premillennialists, Obama's the Antichrist. I don't know if you heard that when he was in office. We even have it with Donald Trump, who's in office. He's the Antichrist. Actually, a few months ago, there was a guy on the sidewalk up there near the Bell Stores, the gas station. Had his mic and speakers and was telling people, let me show you what Revelation says about Trump. Interesting. He was giving out flyers. I wish I would have grabbed one just to see what he had to say. But I have an idea. But not just Trump, Obama, Hitler. Think about it. Hitler, when he came into power, he was going across the map, taking over countries with this huge army. And I'm sure at that time there were people thinking he's the Antichrist. Another view is a religious figure, the Pope. We know that many look at the Pope as possibly the Antichrist. And I think a lot of them bring in a view when they do something wrong, when they don't go according to Scripture. Now, I know the Pope now, many will say he's doing better than what the last one did, so forth, so on. But the Pope, once again, and of course we know with Catholicism, they treat the Pope as an important man, a man who is the closest you can get to God. And so you have the political figure. And we know as well that this will be, well, those who teach this will say it's going to be a future event that happens. Meaning the future, whenever it happens. And it'll happen after the rapture. So you have these views of who the Antichrist is and when he will come to power. Yet nowhere really in Scripture does it confirm this view. Now there are some places like Daniel, like Ezekiel. Revelation is a very popular book to run to. And I'll just bring up a quick text where they will go to in Revelation. Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. This is one place where they will come and say, here is the Antichrist, but the name, the title, Antichrist, doesn't show up here. And there's plenty of arguments to stand on to dispute this claim, because we know Revelation to be a book that you cannot take literal because there are signs and symbols to us today make no sense. But to when this was written, when John wrote it and sent it to the church, they understood what he was talking about. Now, we can understand it once we do a deep study into it. But as we see here, this is just one of many places they will pull with the Antichrist. There are some places in Matthew as well that they will pull from. And so, let's answer this question. Who is the Antichrist? Well, let's first turn to Mark chapter 13, starting in verse 21. Mark chapter 13, starting in verse 21. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, he is there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. But take heed. See, I have told you all things beforehand. During Christ's time, he came across. There were those who would have been proclaiming to be the Christ, who would have proclaimed to be prophets, but they weren't. They were false. These are people who are looking to deceive many, maybe through financial gain. I remember, you know, even now it happens. There have been many over the years. And even now, there's a man in Russia who's over in Russia who's proclaiming to be Christ. And he has a huge following. He really does. He has deceived so many. And there have been plenty before him who have proclaimed to be Christ. We need to be careful because these people, yeah, they're deceiving many. Many are following them, absolutely. Having them twist, and not necessarily scripture. But if you proclaim to be the Christ, you can pretty much say whatever you want, can't you? We know this is God's word, and they don't necessarily have to go from this. They could say, I'm giving you a new vision, a new word to go by. And so we need to be careful, because even then, there were false Christs. There were false prophets, false teachers. And so these false Christs are what we would call anti-Christ. Because once again, they do not believe and follow the true Christ and his words. They don't. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now, many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. So John here, and this is one text you could go to, many antichrists have come. And, of course, continue. There are many, and so that destroys the idea that there's going to be one singular figure that rises to power that is the antichrist according to the premillennialists. This is it. This is the guy. No, there's many antichrists. Once again, we look at Hitler. Hitler, who did terrible, terrible things. Was he antichrist? Absolutely. And so here's the thing about the antichrist. It's really all who do not believe and obey Christ. Those are antichrists. The ones who are worldly, who belong to the world, they are antichrist. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. And this, once again, this and the next verse, James 4, 4, prove that the Antichrist is all those who disobey. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Once again, the Antichrist are those who do not obey, who go against Christ, not and are not for Christ. These are what you call antichrist. Because when we look in 1 John, he talks about these false teachers who are teaching different doctrines than the doctrine of Christ. And so these are antichrist. These are false teachers, false prophets, whatever you call them. James chapter 4, verse 4, we see here. Adulterers, adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Once again, the Antichrist, one who disobey, are enemies of God. They want nothing to do with truth. We have many Antichrists as we speak who are in the world and even in the church. These are individuals who do not live according to the Word of God, who have not believed and obeyed. And so when we look at who the Antichrist is, it's all who disobey and do not live for God. And so how do we spot the Antichrist? How do we spot and know who is the Antichrist? Well, going to 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 22. 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, that he is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. One way we can identify the Antichrist is one who denies Christ. Denies that he came in the flesh. Denies, you know, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, he didn't believe that Christ was more than a teacher. So what he did, he created his own Bible, and you can actually buy it on Amazon. What he did was he took away all the signs and wonders and miracles that Christ did. He took them out of Scripture, literally taking away from Scripture. That's what we would consider being anti-Christ, denying his authority, denying that he was the promised Messiah, which was prophesied through the prophets. And saying in 1 John, going to chapter 4, starting in verse 1, 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 1, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. And so we see here once again, those who deny Christ had come in the flesh. We are to test these spirits. Once again, it's important to know the truth. And when someone is preaching something that is not truth, we know and we can know that they are antichrist, that they are not good. They look to deceive, they look to divide. Once again, they're in the church. And I have seen many, but it's not just what they teach, but it's how they live and what they believe as well. Once again, we have many who try to live for both the world and Christ. We know that can't work. Christ has already taught on that, saying, you cannot serve both God and mammon. You can't serve both God and the world. You can't serve God and what you desire. That is sinful. Once again, that is what we call antichrist. You're choosing to reject Christ, reject the truth, and live by what you desire, by what you want. Once again, Christ did come in the flesh, born of a virgin, as Isaiah prophesied before he came. And we see Christ is born of the Virgin Mary, as prophesied. And we see that he would rise up, he would grow and start his ministry and go through the world, showing signs and wonders and miracles. And we see a couple of times God solidified, God approved Christ. When Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, This is my son, for whom I am well pleased. We see God put his approval on his son. Once again, he came into flesh. He was here. He proved who he was through what he did. Yet many continued to reject him. Many would reject him. And going to our main text here in 2 John verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. As Paul would say to the Galatians in Galatians 1, those who teach another doctrine, let them be accursed. Do not receive them. Do not have fellowship with them. Once again, we know, as Paul would write, evil company ruins good habits. It's so important that we have our eyes opened, that we know the truth, and that we can see who truly is the Christ. Once again, we know when Christ does come back, we know that we're going home. We know that it is the end to all of this, to all things physical, to the world, to the heavens. All will pass away. That's one thing I would ask. If I could talk to these people who proclaim to be Christ, I would test them. First thing I'd probably do is like turn this water into wine. Or even better, bring the dead back to life. I'd like to see my grandmother again. Once again, many... these people who give in to this stuff, I think, really are looking for a purpose, but most importantly, have been deceived because they don't know truth. Once again, so important that we open up the doctrine of Christ and that we know it inside and out, so we will not be deceived. And so, are you an antichrist? Once again, the antichrist being one who rejects Christ, who has not given their life to Christ. You are antichrist. You deny him. But there's still time, there's still hope, of course, to make things right, to be a part of his kingdom, to one day receive eternal life through him. But you first must hear the word which has been preached to you. Romans 10:17. Then you must believe that word. You must believe, because without belief, without that faith, you can't go any further. Nothing else matters. But once you believe, you must repent, change one's mind, deny oneself, deny your old self, deny the sin that you once lived in, that you indulged in, and move forward for Christ. And then you must confess your faith. Once again, those who confess me before men, I will confess before my Father. Those who deny me before men, I will deny before my Father. We must confess our faith in Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10. But it doesn't stop there. You must be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, Acts 22, 15 and 16, 1 Peter 3, 21, and so forth and so on. It's the only way that we can make contact with the blood of Christ, which washes away our sins. Makes us pure, makes us holy, makes us perfect. And we begin walking in newness of life. But once again, it doesn't stop there. We must remain faithful. And that means to live, eat, breathe, sleep God's word, knowing this doctrine, to have a prayer life, and to test those spirits, to test and see what is right and what is true, to not be deceived by these antichrist, by these false teachers, false prophets, whatever they call themselves. Once again, this is what it takes. And without doing this, you will continue in sin and you will one day face eternal punishment. Or if you are a Christian, and you have fallen back into sin. You have gone back and have given in to your own desires. That's you rejecting Christ. But still, there is hope. There is still a chance for you this evening to come forward, to renew your walk with Him. Do not wait. Once again, time is not on your side. It is time that you give your life to Christ. And I pray and plead that you do so before time does end. And it will. So if you're here this evening, you need any assistance, the church is here for you. And we will help you in any way we can. All you need to do is answer the call. So if you need any assistance, come while we stand and while we sing.